So Keegan Randall from the USA put in a stellar performance today, dominating completely from the qualifications to the final. Took another victory in the freestyle sprint and really dominated out there today. We're going to try to catch up with Keegan and find out how her day went and how she's feeling. It was her birthday yesterday, so it was a belated birthday gift from Fizz, I guess.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Keegan, it's Benjamin from Trax. How are you?
I'm good. We're just wrapping up dinner.
So, another fabulous day for Randall and company. How'd you like the course out there?
Yeah. The course built perfectly for me. I always love when there's a good uphill in it and had fun turns. But it was a tough course. I mean, you know, almost 4 minutes and doing that four times at altitude, that was challenging, but I liked it.
Now, we noticed that your qualifying time was the best qualifying time, about 5 seconds better than anybody else, and your final time was even better than that. That kind of caught people off guard. I guess you liked the course even more and more as you did it.
Yeah, I was happy to feel really strong today, and I felt like the strategy I wanted to employ each time was to go out and be in the front because there weren't a lot of good places to pass, and I knew that if I kind of just skied to what I was capable of today, it was going to make everyone work hard to keep up, so that worked out well for me.
Absolutely. You know, the course is the brand new course in Switzerland, and there was another brand new course in Quebec, and I know the ski conditions were very different in both locations, but can you comment a little bit about the two new venues and comparison a little bit, or were they really totally different?
I've really been impressed with both the venues and the organizing committees of both Quebec and here in Switzerland. I mean, it's really cool to see organizations get really excited to host the World Cup and to really, you know, put all their best efforts in. And, you know, Quebec certainly had just such a great atmosphere around it, great course, and even though there was some tricky snow conditions, you know, they really made the best of it. And here in Switzerland, I mean, it's kind of too bad we're here for just one race because the setup has just been fantastic, and it's a great course, and the organizers are just super dialed in. So, and then the fans have really turned out, you know, both in Quebec and here, to support their local heroes, and it's cool to see that.
Was it the same kind of fever like in Quebec for Alex Harvey and in Switzerland for Dario Colonia?
Oh, for sure. There's posters of him everywhere. Apparently, he wasn't able to preview the course yesterday because he was so caught up in media interviews and sponsor things, so... Yeah, I mean, it's really cool to see the hometowns of these guys just get super fired up and post such an event.
Excelente. So we know that yesterday was your birthday. Congratulations. And we saw that you guys were up to some mustache antics, you and the gals. That looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's the beauty of having such a great team right now is that... you know, I'm far away from home on my 30th birthday, and they made it one of the most special birthdays I've ever had. Like, we just woke up, had a great breakfast, and they pulled out the mustaches, and we just laughed and laughed like crazy. And, I just had a great day celebrating with the team, and Jeff was able to join us for dinner. So I'm super fortunate to have such great friends.
Yeah, absolutely. It looks like a lot of fun. It was a great pick, and we appreciated seeing it. So I guess a belated birthday present from Fizz today with another podium. You've moved up into fourth overall. How does that set you up for the rest of the tour?
It helped me move up a little bit. I mean, Sunday's race definitely hurt me a lot in the overall, but with another skating race to look forward to, I'm excited where I'm standing right now, and I think I'm around some people that I can... that I can ski with. You know, it's always a challenge when you're up front, because in distance races, while I'm improving, I'm still not quite at the Kowalczyk Jurgen level yet, so I think to be skiing around some people that are a little bit more my level, and, you know, I think fifth place is a great place to be in, and maybe I can make up a space or two in the next one, and then finish off strong with those final three, so I'm just kind of taking one day at a time, and excited to get to skate again.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations, Keegan. Pleasure to see you up there, and wish you all the best with the rest of the tour.
Okay, thanks a lot, Benjamin. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Take care.